Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 31st, 2014. This is Monday in the fourth week of Lent. Here is a reading from the Gospel according to Mark. This is from the seventh chapter. They brought to Jesus a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. Jesus took him aside in private, away from the crowd, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to the deaf man, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. I've been thinking about that wonderful scene all day. The sort of odd behavior of Jesus where he puts his fingers in the deaf man's ears and he touches the deaf man's tongue and he sighs. And then something amazing happens. The deaf man hears and his tangled tongue is loosened. He's able to speak clearly and plainly. Interestingly enough, Jesus tells the man, "Don't tell anyone what's happened to you." And guess what? The man tells anybody and everybody who will listen. In the Gospels, blindness, as we heard in John's Gospel yesterday, and deafness, those are not only physical disabilities, but they are also signs and symbols, ciphers, if you will, for how people respond to the good news of the gospel. Some people are blind to the good news of the gospel even though they see perfectly well. And some people are deaf to the word of forgiveness and release. As I've thought about the deaf man with the impediment from today's gospel reading, all I could think about is not necessarily people with physical disabilities, but those of us with spiritual ones. I kept thinking about how have we as the church become deaf to the good news? How have our tongues become tangled such that we are unable to give voice to the good news of God in Christ? We come to church week in and week out. We hear plenty of sermons. We hear plenty of scripture. And somehow it just can't quite get through our clogged ears. And some of us really want to share the good news, but when the moment of truth comes, we find that our tongues are tangled and we just can't get the words out. Perhaps Lent could be a time where we ask for God to open our ears to the words of the gospel and open our mouths and loosen our tongues to proclaim the good news. As I've thought about all of that, there's a great hymn in the hymnal that has been on my heart and on my tongue all day. I won't sing it, but I will read a couple of verses. "Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my dear Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim and spread through all the earth abroad the honors of Thy name. Jesus, the name that charms our fears and bids our sorrows cease, 'tis music in the sinner's ears, 'tis life and health and peace. He speaks, and listening to His voice, new life the dead receive. The mournful broken hearts rejoice, the humble poor believe. Hear him, ye deaf, ye voiceless ones, your loosened tongues employ. Ye blind, behold, your Savior comes, and leap, ye lame, for joy. Let us pray. O Lord, our God, in your holy sacraments, you have given us a foretaste of the good things of your kingdom. Direct us, we pray, in the way that leads to eternal life, that we may come to appear before you in that place of light where you dwell forever with your saints, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.